With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi there, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, June 17th. Let's dive right into the fun, shall we?
All right.
Most people end up with someone similar to their ex.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Chris. That's depressing.
Yeah, pretty much depressing there. If you realize this, they've actually looked at some data of people from 2018 to 2017, and they kind of looked at personality tests, and they found that more people end up with some people of similar characteristics as their previous partners. However, they say people that are extroverted or open to experiences are more likely to date somebody a bit different than their ex.
Well, you know what you like, and you go for what you like.
It's true.
I mean, that sounds pretty much
But if what you like is always making you hurt, well, then you probably should try something new.
So if you order from that same item from the menu and you get sick every time you order it,
right.
You might want to get something else.
I call that the hot stove method. We found out Florida is the second most fun state to live in behind California, according to Wallet Hub. Looking at 26 factors related to entertainment, national parks, local bars, restaurants, amusement parks, everything. Florida, number two behind California. Number three was New York, followed by Washington, the state, and Colorado, number five.
Washington and Colorado are different than New York and Florida.
They are.
Yeah. There's different laws there.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I was they're different states, sort of.
The reason I bring that because a lot of it is nightlife, recreation, amusement parks, all these outdoor activities that people enjoy.
Yeah, maybe the restaurant industry, snack industry.
The dessert industry has gone nuts.
Gummy bear industries.
Yeah, you know.
Smoking industry.
You understand.
Brownie industries. Yeah, you get it. By the way, Florida tied California, New York, and Texas for having the most restaurants per capita. Mm-hmm. We have the third most golf courses in America, fourth fitness centers in the U.S., and we have are tied with New York, Maryland, Rhode Island, and Maine, and Massachusetts for the most marinas.
Okay, now we're talking. Also, Florida is still number one in bat crap crazy.
Absolutely.
I mean, come on. Nobody can touch us.
Come to Florida for the beaches. Stay for the cray.
You bet.
It seems real kind of simple, but we learned today that a lot of times we're petting dogs the absolute wrong way.
Pretty much every time we meet a new dog.
Yes. When we meet a new dog, we're actually kind of agitating and asking for them to kind of snip at us. And this is kind of important for kids or people that are not close with dogs.
That's
because
right.
You get a lot of times people saying that dogs are dangerous. Well, they're not dangerous. It's just you maybe have catching them off guard.
All right. So what's the first thing you do when you meet a dog? They come up to you and you look at them in the eye and you pat their head.
Yes.
That's two mistakes right there.
Two big mistakes, according to this study here. They say they're appeasement gestures. And in essence, what that is when you stare at the dog, you're actually kind of, it's a dominance
thing. Now it's a territorial deal, right?
Right.
You should actually kind of ignore them and let them come to you and sniff at you.
Yes, they do say that here. They say touching a dog's face or patting them on top of the head can be seen as a threatening gesture and invasion of their personal space. You wouldn't want somebody, touching your face or tapping your head.
That's right. So, Janie, what do you do when you meet a dog?
Well, I actually almost always go for the shoulder area, like the side, upper side shoulder on any, a cat or a dog. Because, some cats, too, don't like their heads pet or even their butt area pet. But dogs, too, I just don't want to come right at them with my hand in their face and threaten them.
And you're absolutely right. They say the less dogs were less stressed or when they were stroked on their chest, their shoulders, the base of their neck, and the base of their tail.
I think it was kind of interesting. They used a heart monitor on the dog to see when they were stressed. And there's some other, if they lick their lips and there's some other.
They yawn and lick their lips.
That's they're stressed.
That's a stress thing. That's kind of like with purring, I found out with cats. Purring doesn't always mean they're happy. They purr when they're nervous or stressed as well.
Wow.
It's kind of a calming mechanism.
So we have no idea what's going on
no
with cats
idea.
Is what you're saying.
Not at all.
It's a ticking time bomb. We have no idea what the timer's set at.
And then finally they talk about, especially with a new animal, new dog or cat, instead of you forcing them to come, you going to them, let them come to you.
Yeah.
Crouch down, stick your hand out, let them give you a good sniff. That's how they determine who you are. And if they come to you or they don't come to you, just kind of wait it out. They'll come to you eventually. We found out that this it's kind of backfired, but it's funny. I like where this was going, and it all involves those one-time use plastic bags that you get from stores.
We all know there's too many of them. They never go away, so what do we do? How do we keep people from using them?
I don't know if I mentioned this on the air, but each of us uses 1,500 of these plastic bags every year.
Only
1% of them are ever recycled. And it takes upward of 500 years for these things to decompose. As they're decomposing, they have toxins inside of them, and it gets into the groundwater and stuff like that.
Aren't we something?
Yeah, it's really, I get it. It's inconvenience to bring your own reusable bags.
Put them in the trunk of your car.
Well, it's getting into that habit, I say.
But
this is where this Canadian store was really funny. It's in Vancouver, and it's called East West Market. And to kind of bring light to this, they started printing embarrassing messages on their single-use bags, such as Dr. Toe's wart ointment wholesale, into the Weird Adult Video Emporium, and the Colon Care Co-op.
Yeah.
Great idea. However,
they become popular, though. People loved them.
I'd want one. It's such a novelty.
Yeah. They did. They said it was, you being embarrassed walking with a cringeworthy message in your bag, people were buying them up left and right. But here's the catch. He only printed 1,000 each of these, so they're going to run out. But he's also going to do reusable bags. So if people are willing to buy them because of the message.
Yeah, I think that's what he learned. I'll put that message on reusable bags.
That's one way to get it started.
Yeah. Absolutely. We found out that the miniseries Chernobyl is causing a spike in people wanting to visit an area covered by radiation and deemed uninhabitable for mankind.
Gee, I was going to go to the beach, but we're going to go touch a nuclear reactor that's still hot.
So, of course, the HBO miniseries of Chernobyl just wrapped up. Number one biggest fan base.
It ain't the Sound of Music, but it was incredibly well done.
Very well done indeed. And it also sparked people saying that trips to the Chernobyl expulsion zone has increased 35%. They say that, in essence, the Chernobyl trips will cost around $99 to go for a day trip, where you actually go to the town of Pripyat, which is the town that was evacuated next to Chernobyl. And it was kind of one of those things where they had to leave immediately. So it is a piece of time that's 33 years and not have really been touched. You actually go by the big Ferris wheel, by the abandoned amusement parks, the infamous nuclear reactor that's safely enclosed in a steel sarcophagus.
Safely enclosed. Really? Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just safe, comrade.
It's basically one of those tours, too. Like, when you're... When you look at TripAdvisor or anything like that, it's like they give you the prepackaged price. So, like, once you're there, if you want to go, you can get the whole experience for $99.
Yeah. I mean, getting there is $99. It's $500 to leave.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the way I would have done it.
And they say, though, it is safe as long as it's safe to visit there, but it is not safe to live there. That's the big difference. So they do say that you need to stick to the approved routes, wear clothing that provides maximum coverage, and avoid touching and buildings and shrubbery to keep radiation to a minimum, which is interesting because I look on Instagram, and what do I see? People barely clothed doing poses at Chernobyl.
And if you can't visit Chernobyl, you just go get about a couple of dozen chest x-rays.
And just think about how, tragic, all those deaths, slow, painful,
and
awful
how they
deaths.
Lied to us. That's what you learn from the documentary is how much they lied to us about
so
the
So don't,
whole thing.
Strike a sexy pose in front of a building where a bunch of kids...
Yes. Yeah. Good point.
I
went to Chernobyl because the honeymoon suite at Auschwitz wasn't available.
Well, that's kind of how it feels.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, this has caused a lot. A lot of times they say this is what caused the fall of the Soviet Union was Chernobyl, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So we did that. And then finally we talked about the shower shield. Reverb. It's basically an item for women. That you put on your face and it basically protects your makeup if you have to take a shower quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's basically, because if you're in a hurry, you've worked all day, but you got to go out that night or something and you don't really want to start all over with your makeup because you've got limited time.
Yeah.
You can at least still hop in the shower, keep the water from running all over your mascara, and then still bathe and be fresh and clean.
And basically, it's a very fashionable welder's helmet.
Yes.
That's what it looks like. It looks like the shield from a welder's helmet.
$15 online, you can buy the shower shield. And it uses Velcro and says it's waterproof. And they say it's also not only for makeup, but they say if you've had any sort of facial surgery, which you can't really get wet, or perhaps eyelash extensions or microblade eyebrows, all things that tell you to keep dry, this would kind of work. We have links up on our website if you're interested.
Or if you find a traffic cone, you could use that.
Yep, exactly.
That's it. That's our show for today, Monday, June 17th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
Gee, Jenny Pope, we just did the recap for the show. Where are you going to go now?
To work.
I figured it'd be Chernobyl.
Chernobyl comes back.
Walt Chernobyl Land.
Yeah, I know. Happy Monday.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.